And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. All right, every now and then we get to bring in our special guest, Jay Shore, who is the founding partner and managing partner of the Best Medical Business Solutions down from South Florida. Mm-hmm. And even though he says, you know, he mostly works with doctors and offers the best medical business solutions,
right,
he offers the best business solutions.
I would agree.
Jay, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Jay, very nice to have you. What are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to speak about theft and security in the workplace and in the business.
I knew it. It caught up with you.
Finally, I thought I got away with it, but right, they caught me on radio.
All right.
All right. So is this an epidemic? Is this something that's just happening really blatantly, or is this really a subtle issue that you would never catch on?
No, this has been going on since we've ever had employees in any business, and it's just not in the medical community. I happen to, in my former life prior to getting into medicine, worked with safety, health, security, fraud, and embezzlement, internal and external, with our external clients, which we always call partners in our business, but I hate to classify what type of partner they are. They were partners who really didn't want to sign partnership agreements, and you didn't know they were partners almost until it was too late. Mm. But this happens in every business, and it just doesn't get reported so often because businesses are so afraid of the, since we're in such a litigious society, and I have gone through this myself in my own businesses and medical practices, that you have to worry about what repercussion you're going to face, whether it's litigious or inflammatory or defamatory. And now with social media, it makes it even worse. You don't want it hitting the local paper. You don't want it being reported by police. And then the person who you are accusing, unless you have such great proof, they get an attorney, and sometimes the cost of defending yourself in litigation outweighs the amount of theft.
Right.
But even reference checks don't work much anymore because people are so afraid, other than to say, yes, they've worked here, and these are the dates, and they really won't give you much more of a reference because they're afraid of the litigation as well. And really, 82% of businesses, when you ask and get right down to it, have reported that there was theft in their business, and there's many different types.
All right, so Jay, if a business is being victimized by an employee or someone in the partnership, if you will, and they don't want to report it, what is their course of action? How do they deal with that?
Well, most states are at will employment. And it really doesn't come out in the very, very beginning. And if you're an at-will state, you can terminate an employee for any reason at any time. Now, when you have businesses that are governed by collective bargaining or unions, it becomes much more difficult to do that. And therefore, you have to have some really, really strong cases. And even then, you may suspend them. And, of course, polygraphs, lie detectors, are not legal or admissible in many, many states. And when you offer that and you have to have the people sign it, the people who will fight it because it's their, quote-unquote, legal right not to, it usually sets off that red flag.
Sure, sure.
You know, and so, Jay, is it, you know, how much of this do we really want to document and have record keeping of?
Well, the theft becomes ever more present in a diminishing economy. And let me just give you, first of all, there's a couple things here. There's motives for theft, and there's many reasons why an employee might steal. And some of them are either a drug or alcohol addiction. It might be an extramarital affair. It might be an extraordinary need that they have exorbitant medical bills or a home in foreclosure. It might be because they have expensive tastes, and sociopathically, they've developed a taste for finer things and trying to keep up with the quote-unquote the Joneses. It may even be an anger or jealousy. In the medical community, it's always the quote-unquote, here we go, the rich doctor. Mm-hmm. And it's not really even the case anymore, but the employees or the rich business owner,
exactly.
they feel a jealousy and that they have a sense of entitlement. And, you know, they rationalize it. But good people don't steal. There's a reason that a lock on a door or a building is meant to keep an honest person honest. A thief is going to break in anyway.
Oh, you know what? And you hear all of that. You know, a lot of times some of the measures that we go to protect against crime are actually just hindering the honest people. But, you know, if somebody really wants to get in or steal something or do harm, they're going to.
Well, how many times do you sit back and you read it on the paper or you hear it on the radio or the TV and you think, wow, what a great idea. I would never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the reason for that is because we don't have that type of a mentality. And, of course, we're not going to think of it because we really spend our time thinking of more productive things, how to do things the right way and legally, and not spending our time. But, you know, there has to be an opportunity to steal. And they have to have compelling personal reasons. And there has to be a real convenient internal monologue that tells them that there's a greater good to do it, that they can get away with it. And, you know, everybody has the opportunity to shoplift. And get away with it. It's your own internal instinct that tells you, I just can't do it. It's not right. There's immorality. This is the way that you were raised. And real quickly, there are different types of fraud and theft. And A, there are deals that are being made with vendors in your business, and you've got to be careful that the person that's in charge of ordering isn't getting a side kickback for the amount that's being ordered.
Right.
There are people that steal and they sell off-site of the core business that they're in, or they may even steal your clients and do moonlighting on the side.
Yeah, we've seen that. Oh, but you know, Jay, yeah, this conversation could go on and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, there's a long, quite the laundry
time
list.
This show, we'll need segments to go over all.
Absolutely, but Jay, we thank you for joining us and bringing up the issue and getting the conversation started. Let's get some contact information for you so that our listeners may be able to follow up if they're interested.
It's www.thebestmbs, standing for Medical Business Solutions, and I could be contacted at jayshorr, jayshorr, at thebestmbs.com.
The Best Medical Business Solutions are at thebestmbs.com. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Folks, don't go anywhere. When we return, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.